Blog Talk Radio.
One, everything is going to be all right. You're listening to Tippy Talk. Time now to sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy the moment. Newborn is the official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. To hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful sound. And now it is time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk, where we go from where you are to where you want to be. I'm your host, Tippy Feldstein. Hello, everybody. This is Tippy Feldstein coming to you from Tippy Talk today, and we have an amazing guest coming to our studio today, but it's not going to be right now. It's actually going to be in 2 hours. That's 12 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 o'clock Mountain Time. But the subject that we're going to talk about today is, I think, the most important thing in life. not one of the most important things, but the most important thing. And that is how your thoughts become things with Douglas Remeron. Now, the title, How Thoughts Become Things, is the title of his new movie, which is going to come out really soon. But I think maybe we could do the interview now, but let me check if I am correct. Hold on. Hi, Douglas. Are you with us right now?
I am. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, and I was just telling everyone that you will be here in 2 hours since they created the studio. But I'm so glad you're here now. See, it's always better to be early, right?
Yeah, it's good to be early.
Oh, now the sound is so much better. Yes, it's always really much better to be early. So first of all, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm really, really happy that you're here, because honestly, I really think that what we're going to talk about today is not one of the most important things in life, but I think it's the one most important thing in life. And even though life is so complex and there are so many different things that are important, the title of the movie that you have coming out, which I love, it's How Thoughts Become Things, and the idea of exploring our thoughts, maybe controlling our thoughts, figuring out where they come from and where they're going to, really is life itself. So I can't think of anything more important to talk about and to explore. And I love what you're doing. And I think this is, especially in times that are challenging and difficult, this is the most important thing that you can actually think about. Are you afraid? What are you thinking? Why are you thinking that way? Can you think of anything more important than that? Hello? I think we lost him. Okay. And let me tell you a little bit about him while we have him coming back. Because I'm not going to do justice without describing to you who our guest today is and why I'm so excited about him coming to us today. Douglas Remeron is a best-selling author of a lot of books internationally. The last one, the most recent book that he wrote, is called Personal Power Mastery, which is about personal power, and it's a great book, and I suggest you check it out. He has a movie coming up very soon that I just mentioned, which is How Thoughts Become Things. The movie is a collection of really powerful people that he interviewed from all over the place that talk about our thoughts and where they come from, how fear is created, where the negative thoughts come from, and everything that has to do with our thinking process and how it affects our life. So since we lost him, I'm going to put this on pause and I'm going to return to you as soon as I come back with him. So tune in 2 hours, which is going to be 12 o'clock Eastern time and 10 o'clock Mountain time, and you will hear probably the most important conversation that you've ever heard in your life. My name is Tippi Feldenstein, and I will be back soon, unless I can get a hold of him right now. So we're going to try to reconnect again, and if we could, that would be fantastic. Otherwise, we're going to come back. So meanwhile, while I wait to see if it's possible for us to be able to get him, we're going to go over a few things. I'm going to tell you a few things that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the fastest way to attract abundance through your thinking. that's one of the subjects that he's talking about in his book, how true empowered thinking is, how thoughts and habits influence powerful thinking. And I think that we have Douglas back on the line. Hopefully he'll be able to stay on. We'll see.
Hey, I apologize. I must be in a really bad, bad signal area. You're going to think that this is kind of funny. Are you ready?
I'm ready for funny anytime.
Yesterday I was riding my motorcycle, and I had an accident. And so what's funny is I'm actually at the ER right now calling you. I'm about to have my foot x-rayed. But they put me in these areas. I'm okay. It's fine. But they put me in these areas where the signal is not good. And so I had you, and then I lost you.
Hospitals are really not good places. I don't know what they put in there, but it's really hard to make phone calls, I found, in many hospitals.
Yeah. So I apologize, but we're going to have fun. We're going to try and do this interview with you as best as we can, but I apologize. I didn't intend to be here this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure not. And also, you're not even supposed to be here until 2 hours, so everything is on the moment, which is really great. I love that. It's usually the best conversations I have. But if they call you in to get an x-ray right in the middle of the conversation, just let us know.
No. I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to stay with you and your listeners. That's for sure.
Oh, my God. That's wonderful. So what I was telling people is about your new movie, about how thoughts become things, and the stuff that you touch on, and all these amazing people that you have contacted, and everything about your project, which is great. I want to talk about that too. But before we do that, can we talk about you for a minute? Like, how you got here? Was it something that your parents taught you before you started walking, that one day you're going to grow up and be motivational and do all those things? Or like, what kind of background?
I'm being cut off. Today.
Yeah, we're being cut off again. This is not a good connection. Yeah, looks like we're going to have problems here and we're going to be cut off. So I think what we're going to do is wait until he leaves the hospital. That's probably a good idea. And he goes outside and then we'll be able to actually talk to him and find out what's going on. Okay, so the good news is we're going to be back. The bad news is you're not going to hear anything right now. So if you're listening to me right now, stand by, come back in 2 hours, and I promise you that we are going to have some fun information, some useful information, and some information that is actually going to change your life. So until then, stand by. We will be back soon. Hope to see you soon. If you do want to call in, you can call us in at 914-338-0686. See you soon.